of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District 31N for the month of December of 2023. And I'm going to read the articles exactly as they are printed here. And so here we go. Lyons Newsletter, District 31N, December 2023, poinsettia sales. The Goldsboro Downtown Lyons Club distributed their poinsettia plants yesterday. This was our third year running the sale of poinsettias, and it was a real success. We sold 303 plants this year, up 41 from last year. Orders were taken by our members, then they packed them in their cars and trucks for delivery to your door. This fundraiser will help us help VIPs and others in our community. And there's some photos accompanying that of some beautiful poinsettias. Shuckin' for Sight, Massey Hill Lions Club's 51st annual oyster roast will be Saturday, January 27th, 2024, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in Fayetteville, North Carolina, at 1613 Camden Road. It is an all-you-can-eat, dine-in only, no to-go containers. It's $50 per person and pre-sale tickets only, and only until January 17th of 2024. No ticket sales at the door. If you'd like to buy some tickets, contact Scott at 910-494-0809 or Denny at 910-303-6205 or any Lions Club member for those tickets. A few words from our district governor. Merry Christmas, Lyons! It is hard to believe this year is flying by so quickly. As your district governor, I'm so proud how the Lyons in our district have come together to help people in their communities and around the district. I always believe in reflecting in where we come from and where we're going. Earlier in the year, we started our Brighter Visions campaign. We have done so well that we are at 54% of the goal. I want to thank the clubs and individuals that have given to this worthy cause. For those of you that have not given yet, I hope you find it in your hearts to give to such a worthy cause as it helps each and everyone's community. As I have stated, I like to reflect in where we come from and where we're going. With Christmas around the corner, it is always good to do this. Questions of, have I helped somebody today? Have I helped give somebody joy when they need it the most? Have I been a beacon of hope? I try to do these things every day. I will be the first to admit that I don't always do it, but I can be with people like mine and try to do the some things. We all have our shortcomings, but we are all stronger working together in bringing joy to a child, a family, and our communities. This is what Lions do. With that being said, I have asked a fellow Lion to my project manager on a project that is serious in nature. Lion Scott Stevenson of the Fayetteville Massey Hill Lions Club. He has taken on a project from our last visit from the Boys and Girls Home. He has recently been sending out emails to the presidents of all the clubs of the boys in the Lions Cottage. There are needs that are needed as these boys basically come there with nothing. Dawn and myself plan on giving some cheer to one of the boys this Christmas with some gifts. My question to you is, would you help? If you would like to, you can contact Lion Scott by email at smstep@aol.com. Last, I would like to talk about our upcoming midwinter convention with District S in Greenville, North Carolina, from January 19th to 20th of 2024. The committee is planning a great convention. Friday Fun Night may be one of the best, I believe. I am not going to say much more about that, but it will be great fun for all. During the convention, we will be holding our next cabinet meeting where we will elect our next year officers. If you plan on running for 2nd VDG, 1st VDG, and district governor, you need to get your letter of intent and letter of endorsement of your club to the nominations chair, PDG Carlton Metz at carltonvmetz@gmail.com. Dawn and myself would like to wish all of you Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Yours in Lionism, Carlton Carly Metz II, District Governor. Leadership Symposium postponed. Unfortunately, we will have to postpone our Leadership Symposium scheduled for December 2nd of 2023. We're going to try to reschedule it sometime in early spring. Thank you for the instructors taking their time to prepare. Have a blessed weekend. And that is from PDG D'Angelo Jackson, GLT, Walking by Faith. From our first VDG, Anna Elliott. As we close the month of November strong and invite you to continue your hard work and support through the winter, remember that you could always give an honorarium or even an LCIF donation if ideas are needed. I'm looking forward to seeing you all at the convention January 19th to 21st of 2024 for a great fellowship time, but also to be part of our district governor's elections. Who will be next in line? Wishing you and your family a very happy holiday season. Thank you for a great year so far. Our success as your district officer is your success. Please accept my warmest wishes for a truly wonderful holiday. Whatever your plans are, wherever you're going, my family wishes you happy, peaceful, and safe holidays. The Elliott's family. And there's a nice photo of a family sitting on what looks like the stairs of a nice home. From the nominations chair, nominations for 2024-2025 officers, that would be district governor, first vice district governor, and second vice district governor, are due to the nominations chair, PDG Carlton Metz, by December 15th of 2023. Please email your resume and club endorsement to carltonvmetz@gmail.com. From our second vice district governor. This time of year, during Thanksgiving and Christmas, I tend to reflect a bit on the wonderful events this season has given me and my family. Events like walking to school during a 10-inch Wisconsin snowfall. I love North Carolina. Watching the excitement of my small children, not so small now, open Christmas gifts. Thanksgiving Day with the whole family seated around the table. I love looking back about how blessed my life has been. I'm sure many of you have the same memories. As Lions, we have the ability to help build memories for those less fortunate than ourselves. As a club activity or individually, you can build memories by reaching out to someone less fortunate. Send greeting cards to VIPs in your area, maybe gift cards, visit an assisted living facility, offer hugs and hand out candy canes, visit someone in the hospital, adult or child. They all love guests. Let's all see if we can plant some memories with those less fortunate. Wishing you and your family a joyous holiday season. And that's from Jean Getz, your second vice district governor. From our past district governor. Greetings, fellow Lions. I am not here today to talk about technology to help the visually impaired, or color blindness, or electronic smart canes. I'll talk about that some other time. Something happened to me a few days ago that I'd like to bring to your attention. I got a very nice email from a high-ranking person at the International Lion level. I won't give out a name, but everything looked legit. Lion logos, graphics, etc. This person asked me if I wanted to help get my club excited to contact the person by email, not phone, because they wanted to do something special for my club. Because they were in a meeting, I responded by email as requested. They immediately wrote me back and said they wanted to motivate my club, so they came up with the idea to give out gift cards. Alarm bells started going off in my head. I asked, how many folks will get gift cards and for what? For how much? They said they wanted to give out 7 or 8 cards for $100 each. But since they were traveling, would I purchase the cards and they would reimburse me? Of course, to verify I had purchased the cards, I would take photos of the back of the cards with the info showing and send to them. They would then reimburse me. How sweet of them! I immediately blocked them. By the way, I got the exact same letter 3 days later from a different email address with no lion graphics at all. I blocked them, too. How rude of me. I am talking about this to remind you all to be careful out there. You are all smart enough to recognize the issue that happened to me, but there are a lot of other sneakier and more subtle ways to take advantage of us. Lions are generally big-hearted and trusting, especially if it's an acquaintance, and this email I just got happened to be from someone I happen to already know. Please double and triple check, even if you are told you don't need to, even if you know the person. No lion would ask anything like this of you. There are many scams out there, and some are extremely sophisticated. I would be curious to find out how many folks had some sort of liony scam targeted them. Next time you see me, please let me know the scheme they tried on you. I hope you had a fabulous Turkey Day. Thank you for your time. From PDG, Mara McLeod. And it follows with, please feel free to call me with any questions at 931-252-8147. Fellow Lions, spring maintenance and eyeglass sorting is just around the corner. Mark your calendars now. Below, you will find a reservation form to complete and return to Camp Dogwood. Should you have any questions, please reach out to your district or state volunteer chair. And please return the form to tammy@nclf.org. Thanks for all you do, Lion Tammy. And there follows a registration form for the volunteer dates, which are April 4th through 10th of 2024. And it includes, you know, the days that you'd like to work and whether you'd like a meal, etc. And she wants them to be returned no later than April 1st. This completed reservation form does not guarantee you a room. We will contact you for confirmation. Earn your special mission 1.5 pin. We're on a mission to invite more members so we can bring even more help to those who need it. And when you bring a new member into your club, you can earn a special mission 1.5 pin that celebrates your achievement. All Lions have the opportunity to be recognized, so take a look at all the awards you can earn. Let's keep working together to be the change that our communities and our world needs while achieving our Mission 1.5 goal of reaching 1.5 million members by 2027. Lumberton Lions Club. The Lumberton Lions Club installed 5 new members into its membership at a recent meeting. Inducted were Linda Britt, Blake Dodd, Amber B. Farrell, Garrett Robinson, and A.J. Shabazz. The installing officer was past District Governor of Lions District 31N, Grant Holston, of the Wilmington Lions Club. During the induction ceremony, Holston referred to the plea made in the early beginnings of Lions Club International by Helen Keller to adopt as a national project, helping to find a cure to prevent blindness. Holston also outlined the various projects in which the Lions participate to aid the blind and visually handicapped. Lions Clubs International is the world's largest service club organization, numbering more than 1.4 million members in over 200 countries and geographic areas. The Lumberton Lions Club performs vision screenings in all the elementary schools and the public schools of Robeson County and many other local charitable activities. The focus of Lions Club work is to aid persons who are blind or visually impaired. Founded in 1945, the Lumberton Lions Club has 25 members and meets every first and third Thursday in the Lions Clubhouse on Carthage Road. Mark your calendars for the District N&S Midwinter Convention, January 19th and 20th of 2024. The guest speaker will be International Director Joanne Ogden. Discover our top pick of topics and speakers. Something for everyone, something for you. Fellow Lions and Leos, you are cordially invited to the District N&S Midwinter Convention, January 19th and 20th of 2024 in Greenville, North Carolina. Our guest speaker is International Director Joanne Ogden. Our next cabinet meeting and elections will be held during the convention on Saturday, January 20th of 2024. For those interested in running for the following officers, the District Governor, First Vice District Governor, and Second Vice District Governor for the 2024-2025 year, please send your resume and club endorsement to the Nominations Chair, PDG Carlton Metz, at carltonvmetz@gmail.com. Please send those in by December 15th of 2023. And that is from Carlton Carly Metz, the second district governor. And there follows two registration and information forms for the convention itself and for purchasing ads and recognition pieces in the program. So it will be, the winter convention will be at the Holiday Inn at 203 Southwest Greenville Boulevard in Greenville, North Carolina. And a list of activities includes on Friday, January 19th at 6:30, there's going to be a fun night, an Italian lasagna dinner, and that's $30. On Saturday, January 20th at 7:30 a.m., there will be a Tail Twisters breakfast, which is a country-style buffet, for $25. Saturday, January 20th at 12 p.m., there will be a lunch with a soup and deli sandwich buffet for $25. And Saturday, January 20th at 6:30 will be the district governor's banquet, a plated chicken dinner, and that would be for $35. So the meal registration deadline is January 8th of 2024. Make your check payable to District 31 N&S Lions Midwinter Convention and mail it to Lion Joelle Lind at 1003 River D Court in Apex, North Carolina, 27502-4153. The hotel information, there will be, people will be staying at the Holiday Inn, and their phone number is 252-355-8300 to make a reservation. The room rate is $104 plus tax for queen or king. You need to make those room reservations by December 19th of 2023 for the Lions rate, so call early. The ads for the program, the costs are as follows. Full page, $100. Half page, $70. Quarter page, $50. Eighth page, $35. The front inside cover goes for $150. The back inside cover, $150. And the back cover for $200. Email your ad copy to PDG Carlton Metz at carltonvmetz@gmail.com or call Carlton at 252-259-4140. Need help with design ideas? Contact PDG Carlton Metz. Make those checks for the program ads to District 31 N&S Midwinter Convention. Mail the check and this form to Lion Ann Metz at 2001 Williamson Drive in New Bern, North Carolina, 28562. Your ad deadline is January 1st of 2024. North Carolina Lions MD 31 Statewide 2024 Celebrate Liberty Essay Contest. Background. NC Lion Harriet Walton inspired the current Council of Governors to revive the MD 31 Statewide Celebrate Liberty program, which had been suspended for a few years due to COVID related shutdowns. The program has a rich history of activities that, in the past, included student essay contests, the distribution of pocket-sized U.S. Constitution and Bill of Rights books, military officer speakers, and pin sales. Harriet's committee mainly worked with middle and high school educators who helped promote the activities. So, all about the 2024 essay contest. the 2023-24 Council of Governors decided to limit this year's program to an essay contest and the distribution of books. They've chosen a topic for the essay and are asking all clubs to disseminate the contest instructions to local educators. The winning essay must be mailed to the club's district governor no later than January 31st of 2024. The governors and the program committee chairs will convene during the second weekend of February and choose the winning submission. The winner and their parents will be invited to the MD-31 State Convention in Greensboro on April 27th, where the student will be asked to read the essay to the convened Lions at the general session. In addition to a $250 prize, MD-31 will cover one day of hotel and meal costs for the winning student's family during the convention. The essay contest rules are outlined below. Your assistance disseminating this information for maximum participation is greatly appreciated. So the essay topic is what the preamble to the U.S. Constitution means to me and how it applies in today's society. The eligibility, students in grades 9 through 12, and anyone that did not receive the award within the last three school years. The criteria includes addressing the essay topic from a personal standpoint. It needs to be insightful and well-written. It needs to reflect respect and esteem towards our country, and it needs to be no more than 750 words. All the submission forms must be completed and electronically submitted together with the essay to the designated district governor by January 3rd of 2024. Late submissions will be disqualified. And so there also needs to be a signature from an educator or a teacher who recommended this student's essay. The email form, please email the form and submissions to Carly Metz, District Governor 31N at cmetz22@gmail.com. Here's an item about the Lions Hall of Fame. North Carolina Lions Hall of Fame. Recommendation form. Instruction. Any Lion can recommend someone for the Hall of Fame. However, only the current district governor can nominate a fellow Lion for the North Carolina Lions Hall of Fame. Complete the following in its entirety and submit to the current district Hall of Fame deadline for submission. December 31st of 2023 is the deadline for the Hall of Fame recommendation. And so they ask you for the name, the club, and the join date for each nomination, a biographical information of the nominee, years of service, leadership positions held, honors and awards, the major accomplishments and contributions of this person, and assessment of the nominee's significant impact to the objectives of Lionism in North Carolina. Also describe his or her contributions to their community at large, include hobbies, special interests, military service, etc. So there you go. If you can think of someone who befits the recommendations, then please do so. Membership article. Over the past months, I have discussed membership goals, who to recruit, what to say when recruiting, when to recruit, and where to recruit. This month, I'm going to share some ideas on how to recruit. There are many different ways to recruit, but I will share an approach that works for me. I try to relate something that the person talks about to something that our Lions Club is involved with. For example, I was playing golf with a new resident in our community, and he noted that he took his grandkids to the local Aloha Zoo and how much he enjoyed the zoo. I told him that every year, our Lion Clubs takes the visually impaired people from the Vision Resource Center to let them have an opportunity to get up close and personal with the animals. I shared how much they enjoyed it and also how much our Lions enjoyed sharing their enjoyment and time with them. That was the clincher. He and his wife joined us for the VIP trip to the zoo, and 1 month later, he and his wife joined the Lions. Another approach might be to share with the prospective member the various fundraisers or service projects that the club is involved with. Be attentive to interests that he or she might have, and then try to match it up with something that the club does. Any questions, or if you wish to discuss further, give me a call or send an email. Remember, the secret to new members is just asking. And so far, the membership totals are July 1st of 2023, 963. November 23rd of 2023, 984. So that means since July 1st, there was a gain of 21 new members. And that is from Lion Vince Schimoller, District Membership Chair, email VSS. I'm sorry, let me start again. The email account is vschimoller@gmail.com. His phone number is 919-935-9937. The next page has a heading, Massey Hill Lion Brian Carr Dinner, and photographs of some lovely people sitting around enjoying communion and listening to some speakers. And the final page of the newsletter is a ad from Lions Industries for the Blind, Incorporated. They endorse independence through employment, providing quality products and services for over 40 years, now offering Lions Club apparel. And so they're LIB Graphic Solutions that create these lovely wearable items. It includes a ball cap, a fleece vest, a polo shirt, a t-shirt, and a looks like a rain jacket with a fleece lining. And those all have the Lions International logo on it. And if you would like some of these items, please feel free to call 252-527-3499 or 919-252-5050. So, that does it for today's episode of the Lion Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, that number is 919-832-5138. We thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.